All right, we are here at the World Pork Expo at the Novus International tent. With me is Felipe Navarro with Novus International, and we're going to talk a little bit about global pork marketing and how Novus International is involved in that. Felipe, why don't you tell me just a little bit about some of the activities that Novus is involved in regarding marketing pork on a global scale.
Very good. Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity, and I think it's a very interesting topic. I just had the opportunity to spend some time with international producers, and we were talking about the impact of a stronger dollar and limited exportation markets. That's creating a very interesting situation, especially for U.S. producers. However, for other markets, like the Mexican market, for instance, which is very close to the U.S., is getting an opportunity to balance their business because a stronger dollar is pushing the opportunity for Mexican producers to go to market, to the point that they were not able to fulfill their needs, and now they are becoming brokers for U.S. producers, bringing legs and hams. And as far as Novus supporting the marketing activities, I think we have been improving the way we position our programs based on ROI, trying to bring a better value proposition for producers, reducing the cost of production so they will get a really better efficiency.
Well, now, when we talk about global pork marketing and the global pork market, we're here at World Pork Expo, and it really fits in here. So what are some of the activities that Novus is involved in here at World Pork Expo that help further global pork marketing?
Very good. Well, first of all, we decided to continue to support the NPPC and have a tent where we're offering food, drinks, and other amenities for customers attending this this event this year. We invited several customers. Unfortunately, due to traveling restrictions in some countries, we lost the opportunity to bring them here to Iowa. However, we also sponsored a seminar that is bringing people to discuss some important aspects of this production system. Today, we had the opportunity to present women in agriculture and especially pork production. We had two great speakers that were showing what they're doing for this industry.
Well, now, Novus International, you just had ribbon cutting for your global headquarters in St. Charles, Missouri. But Novus International, by its very name, is an international, a global company. How far do you reach out as an international company? How many countries does Novus International involved in?
We service more than 80 countries internationally. We have main offices in 6 world areas. We call them world areas. One is in Brussels in Europe. Another one is in Beijing in China. The number 3 is in Thailand, in Bangkok. We have the headquarters in the U.S. in St. Louis, Missouri. And then we have one more in Mexico City and one more in Dayatuba, Brazil. But from these offices, we service customers from different regions around these main offices.
Well, I think that's especially important, especially for our pork producers here in the United States, to continue to open up markets globally. Of course, we had the H1N1 virus that just did have some impact on that, but all of this helps with profitability in the hog industry, and it's nice to have a company like Novus backing our pork producers in that effort.
Oh, definitely. This is the time when we need to show some support to the producer, because unfortunately it's not only the high cost of production, but a limited market for export products, for exporting pork meat, is affecting the demand curve very dramatically. And now is the time for us to support the industry, coming up with alternative programs for traditional management, especially gut health management.
Thank you very much. That's Felipe Navarro with Novus International here at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.